Hello, this is Nicole Hunter from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine, March 2018 edition. On the cover of this edition, we have Chadwick Boseman, and the cast take us to another world. Some of the contents that we're going to cover this month alone are, let's see, Watch the Throne, As the World Prepares to Bow Down to Wakanda. Writer Karen Good Marble caught up with the regal cast and crew of the highly anticipated film, which has pretty much busted a lot of the box offices, called Black Panther. And I'm sure you've heard of it by now. And then we're also going to talk about Black Women in Hollywood. Our annual Odd to the Best in the Movie Biz celebrates the talents of Danai Gurira, Tiffany Haddish, Tessa Thompson, and Lena Waithe. We're also going to talk about the new rule of law, where we meet seven legal luminaries, hashtag taking the lead and pushing for positive judicial change and justice for our community. So let's go ahead and get started. First thing first, since we're still, I would say, still in the new year, pretty much, one of the things that we talk about in the new year is weight loss, getting healthy. And I'm even, on that bandwagon now, where I'm trying to get healthy. But this section that we're going to read is Love and Life, Weight Loss. So release the weight for good. Step into a new lifestyle and shed stubborn pounds with the help of J.J. Smith. Here, the nutritionist, author, and creator of the 10-Day Smoothie, or 10-Day Green Smoothie Cleanse, gives us her proven habits for health. Make up your mind. If you're reading this, which we are, or which I am, chances are you've hit a point where you've discovered that altering your life requires stamina, focus, and emotional support. But you won't lose weight until you transform your thinking first. One of the most challenging parts of this makeover is realizing that many of your habits are not good for you. To get results during your weight loss journey, you must hold yourself accountable whenever you revert to bad habits. Being honest during the process is just as important as detoxing and drinking green smoothies. Oftentimes, people hear the words weight loss journey and zero in on the large gap between where they are and where they want to be. But that's exactly where you shouldn't place your attention. Success is built daily by striving for a goal and celebrating small wins along the way. Redefine normal. Designed for optimal performance, the body works better than any fad. If you align your actions with the body's inherent ability to heal and harness energy, you won't have to worry about weight again. Say no to empty calories. Always choose nutrient-rich foods, which are packed with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, fiber, and omega-3 fatty acids. Omega-3 fatty acids, which have a variety of benefits related to their anti-inflammatory properties, may lower high cholesterol and help reduce depression and the risk of diabetes. People often ask how to lose weight fast. The answer is consume omega-3 fatty acid-rich foods like salmon, flax seeds, walnuts, and spinach. They all contain the essential fatty acids your body needs to feel good on the inside and to look good on the outside. Every type of junk food classifies as empty calories. You want your calories to provide you with the nutrition that will help you heal and maintain a good weight. Before eating anything, ask yourself, is this a healthy food that will get me one step closer to my goals? Or are these empty calories I'm going to regret later? Don't give up what you've worked so hard for. Commit to being mindful of everything that hits your plate. Embrace the power of protein. An important part of a balanced diet, protein has a number of benefits you can't get away or you can't get anywhere else. Protein helps produce important hormones, boosts our metabolism to aid in melting off that belly fat, and most important, assists in building and repairing almost every tissue in the body. Also, protein doesn't cause insulin to spike, so you feel satiated longer. Every meal should include a protein. Lean meats, fish, and beans are some great picks, and be sure to eat it before carbohydrates and fats. Cleanse your body. Consider incorporating JJ's Belly Fat Detox Drink into your daily routine. Besides being insanely inexpensive to make, the vitamin and nutrient-filled concoction keeps your skin glowing, can aid in digestion and detoxification, and can help you lose unwanted belly fat. Start with about 4 to 6 ounces of water, but you can use up to 8 ounces to dilute it for a better taste. Then put in most important ingredient, 2 tablespoons of Bragg Organic Raw Unfiltered Apple Cider Vinegar with the mother. Make sure you buy the with the mother version. It's beneficial bacteria and acids remain in the vinegar and create that murky, cloudy look. Warning, don't use white vinegar as a substitute. Unfortunately, white vinegar does not have the same detoxifying quality, so stick to the brown stuff. One of my biggest hacks to lose weight quickly is adding about 2 dashes of cayenne pepper to the mix. This red spice can have many positive effects on your digestive system, from preventing blood clots to relieving joint and nerve pain to speeding up your metabolism. Top things off with a dash of lemon. Some believe fresh lemon is very good at cleansing and detoxifying the body. It provides vitamin C and can clean out your entire digestive tract very nicely. Blend all these ingredients together and you've got yourself a quick, easy detox cocktail. Some of my clients drink this beverage 2 to 3 times a day before a meal to reduce inflammation, increases energy, and reduces bloating, fatigue, and hormonal imbalance. In my best-selling book, The 10-Day Green Smoothie Cleanse, I got you through a full detox program, which is made up of leafy veggies, fruit, and water. So foods to detoxify your body. These are foods such as green leafy veggies, citrus fruits, such as oranges or grapefruit, lemons, and even limes, broccoli sprouts, nuts such as cashews, almonds, and even walnuts. And then, you also have the variety of the different nuts, garlic, onions, beans, green tea, and omega-3 oils. Meet the major organ impacting weight, your liver. The key to losing weight and keeping it off is maintaining a liver that operates at its peak. The liver, which weighs around 3 pounds, breaks down, eliminates, and neutralizes toxins. If poisons or excess fats clog the liver, it can't burn fat. Okay, so let's talk a letter from the editor. And you know, we always have to read that letter from the editor each month and she always writes such a, you know, eloquent, very informational letter. So let's get started. Wakanda. This is what the title of the letter is from Vanessa K. DeLuca. Wakanda, the place we've been waiting for. From the moment my hubby and I stepped onto the purple carpet for the LA premiere of Black Panther, I had no doubt I was about to enter a world I didn't know if I was quite ready for. Since I can't drop any spoilers here, just trust me that by the time the credits roll, you will know that director Ryan Coogler and the cast and crew have delivered a visual, emotional, and cerebral gift that will take you days, weeks, maybe even months from which to recover. But back to the carpet. The Dora Milaje stood watch as fans watched, waited for the stars to come out, and did they ever. It was a who's who of Black Hollywood. Angela, Lupita, Denai, Issa, Yara, Michael B., King, Chadwick, and so many more. And folks from the Marvel Universe represented as well to show their support. After we went through securities, surrendered our phones to prevent pirating, grabbed our mezzanine seats, and cracked open the free popcorn tub, the hubby and I settled in. And we were there super early because there was no CPT allowed, or they would have given your tickets to someone else. Slowly but surely, seats began to fill with celebs hugging and greeting one another as if it were the annual family reunion. Our West Coast editor, Regina Robertson, and her guests sat next to us, and the four of us turned spotting people into a game. We see you, Lawrence Fishburne, John Singleton, Martin Lawrence, Amber Riley, Josh God, Tessa Thompson, Lena Waithe, Storm Reed, Ava DuVernay, Don Cheadle, and this blew me away, David Hasselhoff. There were more stars I am sure I missed, but I was happy to be there and represent you in the room. Before the movie began, Coogler, who introduced the cast, received a standing ovation from the entire audience. And then there were shouts and praises and praise hands for each of the stars, and especially for Angela Bassett's yellow fringe pants. We ended the night at the cast after party. The joy and pride in the room was palpable. As I clicked my high heels and twirled a few times, I realized that we deserve more cinematic moments like this. We all do. Let's make sure that Black Panther shatters every box office record. Do it to demonstrate our strength in numbers. Do it for the culture. Stay in touch. Vanessa K. DeLuca, Editor-in-Chief. Like I said, I just love, you know, like every first of the month, like that, the article that she always has. It's so informational. It's just awesome. I just love to hear that letter from the editor. So let's go ahead and move on to another article. And this next article is titled Scene. Wonder Woman, a Black Lightning, Nephessa Williams, and China Ann McClain win as Sister Street Soldiers. One of the first superheroes from a major comic book has been resurrected for the screen by married creative duo Mara Brock Akil and Salim Akil. The CW's Black Lightning, starring Cress Williams, centers on vicious street gang and the police who regularly terrorize the city's Black residents. Sound familiar? But Black Lightning is more than just a story about a vigilante. The superhero's daughters, Anissa, a.k.a. Thunder, played by Nephessa Williams, and Jennifer, a.k.a. Lightning, played by China Ann McClain, are at the heart of it all, and powerful is their own right, or in their own right. Although the show's called Black Lightning, I wanted it to be clear from the very beginning that this was going to be a process, and women's voices would always run through it, says co-creator Salim Akil. I couldn't write a story without these women being strong and opinionated. Hollywood's new a game. These heavyweights are scoring big wins by creating their own content. Viola Davis and Julius Tenen, Juvie Productions. 6 years ago, as Viola Davis's career was nearly in full swing, the now Oscar winner teamed up with her husband and fellow actor Julius Tenen to launch Juvie Productions. Yes, the J-U or Jew is for Julius, and the V is for Viola, to offer a platform for Black creatives and all people of color. We want to provide an opportunity for people to say, this is who I am, this is what I want to do, and how I want to do it. Julius Tenen. Jordan Peele, Monkey Paw Productions. In 2012, 5 years before the release of the Oscar-nominated Get Out, Jordan Peele formed Monkey Paw Productions. The name comes from a 1902 short story about the dangers of getting what you want and the price of unforeseen consequences, he says. Quote, in the last year, we focused more aggressively on development, end quote. Kerry Washington, Simpson Street Productions. Though she'll soon be retired from handling business as Olivia Pope, Kerry Washington's Simpson Street, named for the Bronx street her mom grew up on, has got a huge arsenal lined up, says Washington. My hope is to continue producing unique and entertaining stories that affirm the human condition. Quote, I'm interested in the kinds of projects I want to watch, end quote. What's in the works? I Almost Forgot About You, based on Terry McMillan's 2016 bestseller. The flick will feature Davis in the lead role. Malcolm D. Lee is slated to direct. Girls Like Us, the big screen film adaptation of Rachel Lloyd's critically acclaimed book, is about the victims of human trafficking. Black Don't Crack. This upcoming ABC series highlights three sorority sisters of a certain age. Think the black version of the Golden Girls. Larry Wilmore will co-executive produce and Regina Hicks is writing. Another what's in the works is The Last OG. Tracy Morgan is back. He co-stars with the ever hilarious Tiffany Haddish in this TBS sitcom created by Peele. It premieres April 3rd. Lovecraft Country. Helmed by Underground's Misha Green, the HBO show follows a black family in Jim Crow America dealing with human and supernatural monsters. Black Klansmen, John David Washington, Laura Harrier, and Corey Hawkins will appear in the thriller, a creative collabo with Spike Lee. 5 Points, a digital series for Facebook. This story follows five high school students who experience a life-changing event from different points of view. From left, director Thomas Carter, Nathaniel J. Potman, and Raymond Cham Jr. City of Saints and Thieves. Simpson Street joins forces with Will Packer for this motion picture based on the mystery novel Insecure's Melina Matsoukas will direct. Goldie Vance. Rashida Jones is adapting and directing a film. It's based on comic books about precocious 16-year-old Goldie who aspires to become the in-house detective at her parents' historic hotel in Miami. Moving on, Having Our Say. And this is a scene from, it's a special scene. Time's Up founding members and entertainment attorney Nina Shaw talks about the ongoing push for equality at work. During this year's Golden Globe Awards, Hollywood, dressed in all black, spoke about Time's Up, the women-led initiative advocating for equality and safety in the workplace across industries. The campaign's legal defense fund, which stood at $19.1 million at press time, continues to grow. Producer Shonda Rhimes, actress Tracy Ellis Ross, and lawyer Nina Shaw are among the prominent players on the front lines. A few weeks following the official launch of Time's Up, which was January 1st, Shaw discussed the mission, the part black women will play, and how we all can affect the change. So Essence asked looks like Nina Shaw certain questions, and Nina, you know, responded. So first question that was asked by Essence was, since its start, the campaign has become the talk of Tinseltown. Were you surprised? And Nina's response was, we are pleased that there was so much support. It indicates the tremendous need and desire for solutions that make it possible for all of us to move ahead. What is the relationship between Me Too and Time's Up? Like all activists, we at Time's Up stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We owe a tremendous debt to Tarana Burke, who created the Me Too movement to raise awareness of the pervasiveness of sexual abuse and assault. While we are separate, we are aligned in wanting to see change that makes abuse something of the past. What is the role of Black women in this campaign? We have historically been fierce advocates for ourselves and leaders in all civil rights movements. We continue to do so as part of Time's Up. For example, Anita Hill, whose leadership is so vital, chairs the Commission for the Elimination of Sexual Harassment and Advancing Equity in the Workplace. How can men participate in Time's Up? They are important allies in the fight for parity and gender equality. We will only achieve it if men join us. We all benefit if everyone is in the room. And then the final question that Essence asked Nina Shaw was, what can we do individually to make a difference? We need to talk to one another honestly, at home, our places of worship, and the workplace about the impact of sexual harassment. We can stop engaging in behaviors we know are wrong and call people out when we hear or see bad behavior. We must also acknowledge that as people of color, we have an obligation to support one another. Continuing on with the scene series, let's focus on Spotlight. Digitally speaking, meet four Black women using web series to control their own narratives in Hollywood. Deara Kilpatrick, she's a creator, writer, and executive producer of American Coco, which is on ABC.com seasons 1 and 2. In her bold comedy, Deara Kilpatrick stars as agent Akusa Millard, codenamed Coco, who investigates sticky racial situations for the Everyone's a Little Racist, EAR agency. I was 100% influenced by the time we were in, Kilpatrick says of making the YouTube hit with a $3,000 budget. Obama was still president, and people were asking, are we in a post-racial America? That was laughable. So I thought, what if that were possible? What if these problems were fixable? That seemed like a lot of fun, and I just kind of dove in. And then let's meet Rachel Holder. She is a creator, a writer, and a director of I Love Becca and Lucy, Stage13.com season 1. By wisely casting one of her friends, Gina Rodriguez, before she became a Golden Globe winner in the original version of her series, Rachel Holder was able to use it as a walking resume. Fast forward to the show's current form, starring Jessica Parker Kennedy and Tanisha Long, and it's now airing on Warner Brothers' digital platform, Stage 13. I was waiting for someone to give me a job, but it just wasn't working out, says Holder. I needed to stop waiting for permission and just create the work. And then let's meet Amanda Seals. She's a creator, writer, and executive producer of Get Your Life. It's on Blavity.com, seasons 1 and 2. Amanda Seals describes her smart and hilarious show, which documents her move from New York City to Los Angeles, as a scripted comedy about a Black woman's very unscripted life. It also features a hefty dose of dating woes because the actress says the romantic side of things is annoyingly predictable at this point. Part of the current problem, men who expect Tiffany DeBose, her character on HBO's Golden Globe-nominated phenom Insecure, to show up instead of Seals, the unapologetic truth-teller who says she can spot a boy within 24 hours. The most positive outcomes happen by just letting the truth be known in a tactful way. Seals also hosts a weekly podcast, Small Doses, which brings potent truths for everyday use. And then finally, let's meet Chanel Appoint Pearson. She's a director. 195Lewis.com is in season one. Tired of not seeing black queer women navigate building careers and exploring polyamorous relationships reflected on screen. Ray Leon Allen and Yanni Supreme dreamed up, developed, and produced 195Lewis. Producer Chanel Appoint Pearson was tapped for her first stint as a director. As a queer woman of color who consumes media, I'm always yearning for content that helps me feel seen, connected with less alone. I wanted to be part of something that could be the same for others, says Pearson. Continuing on with scenes, we have Patrick's picks. The good read. So this month's exciting page turners are perfect for romance and history buffs by Patrick Henry Bass. So some of his picks are as follows. Brownstone Blues. It's a confession. My love for Brooklyn knows no bounds. So when a copy of Hazy Street arrived, I instantly felt a connection after I dove into Nama Coaster's debut novel. That connection grew deeper. This moving yarn gives us enchanting heroine Penelope Grand. She's dealing with her suddenly gentrified neighborhood, which presents unwelcome surprises. And this book is priced at $24.95. And then the next book is White Man's Wise Tales. Imagine if you were privy to conversations between famed abolitionist, Frederick Douglass and John Brown. That's the treat that awaits you in John Edgar Wideman's stirring titled American Histories. And it's priced at $26. The dazzling literary effort bends the boundaries of the story form with winning results. And then we have Little Rock Leader. Some images we will never forget. For me, seeing Melba Petillo Beals of the Little Rock Nine being harassed by a crowd of whites while trying to integrate Central High School still haunts. In her memoir, I Will Not Fear, which is priced at $16.99, she provides a powerful testimony of courage, faith, and persistence. And then we have The Good Life, journalist Mark Whitaker's exhaustive and compelling Smoke Town, the untold story of the other great black renaissance. This is priced at $30. In it, the former Newsweek editor takes us back to black Pittsburgh, a one-time mecca for Negro excellence whose global impact remains. It looks like that we've actually run out of time for today's episode of Essence Magazine. I hope that you've enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Nicole Hunter, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a blind and print-impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.